The War That Came Early. Coup d'etat. By Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2012 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville, Galen, and Gauche Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Manila Harbor was a mess. Pete McGill hadn't expected it to be anything else, and the fierce Philippine sun beat down on him, even though it was January. The past few years, he'd served in Peking and Shanghai. He was used to winter blowing straight down from Siberia. This muggy tropical heat, by contrast, seemed like too much of a good thing. He still wasn't as steady on his pins as he wished he were, either. The bomb in Shanghai that killed his lady love came much too close to finishing him, too. The docs here did as good a job of patching him up as they could, and he'd had time to heal. All the same, an ankle ached, and a shoulder twinged every time he took a step. His face was set in a permanent grimace, not least so nobody would notice him wincing and try to send him back to the hospital. Or maybe no one would bother any which way. It looked to Pete as if they'd take anybody with a pulse right now. A fireboat played streams of water on a burning barge. Whatever was going up didn't seem to care. Black, greasy, stinking smoke rose high into the sky. That wasn't the only fire burning around here, either. Nowhere close. Pete coughed harder than he usually did after his first morning cigarette. Jap bombing raids had hit the airports and the harbor hard. Now the only question was when the slant-eyed little monkeys would try to land an invasion force. Pete was sure it wouldn't be long. Maybe all the smoke here would keep them from bombing accurately. Maybe...
"Out of the fucking way, Corporal, goddammit!"
somebody bellowed behind Pete. "Sorry." He sidestepped as fast as he could, which wasn't very. A petty officer went back to yelling at the Filipino gun crew manhandling an anti-aircraft gun into place. The swab jockey must have served here for a while, because he was as fluently profane in Tagalog as he was in English. Pete picked his way through the chaos toward the light cruiser Boise. The U.S. Asiatic fleet wasn't very big. This part of the world was too close to Japanese waters for the USA to risk much around here. Chances were that meant the Philippines...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?